Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos of Mem Aleph. Right on top of the Daf says the Gemara of Omar Rav Zeira. Ano chazitei l'Ravavo, I observed the Ravo when he went to the river to bathe. Sheiniach yodov keneged the panav shalmata. He placed his hands opposite the panav shalmata, the bottom face, meaning opposite the Aver Habris, the male organ, but I'm uncertain whether Inoga Iloinoga, whether he did or he didn't touch. Says Rav Pshita de Inoga, it's obvious that he didn't touch the Aver. Why? The Sanya, we learned in the Braisa, that one is not meant to do so. Rav Leza Oimer Kolo Iches Ba'amo Umashtin, one who holds on to the Aver while he urinates. Kilu Mevi Mabul Oilam, it's as though he brings a Mabul to the world, because by doing so, this can arouse him and bring him to emit Zera Levatola, which was the Chet, the Kilkel of the Dor HaMabul, which brought about the Mabul. So one may not do so. So what's the question, whether he touched or not? Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Asuha Kevileshes. We considered this incident with Ravo when he went down to the river, we equated it to the din of Beileshes. And since we equated it to Beileshes, that would allow Rav Avo to actually be Noga. Why? Explains the Gemara. This non, as we learned in the Mishnah, Beileshes is this group of soldiers who are coming to loot, to plunder. Beileshes shenichnas ha'le'ir, they enter the city. Bishas sholem, when it was peacetime, time of peace, not a time of war, then the halacha is chavios psuchos asuris. The barrels of wine which were open are also concerned that the goyim came over and they were menasech, they poured a fedavai dezara, so it's asur. Stumois mutaris, but if they're closed up, they're sealed, then we have no concern and they're permitted. So this is if they arrived bishas sholem. What about bishas melchama during wartime when they're preoccupied and distracted? Elu ve'elu mutaris, both of them are mutar, whether open or closed. Lefisha ain't penai lenasech, because they don't have the peace of mind to go ahead and pour this wine for the Zara. They're distracted by the fright of the war. Alma says more apparently, Kivan the Be'isi, since they're full of fright on account of the war experience, Loi Menaschi, they don't pour the water. We're not concerned that they'll do Nisach for the Zara. Therefore, the wine is Mutter. Hachanami here too, regarding Rav Avo when he went to bathe in the river. Kivan the boys, since he's afraid, he won't bring him to arouse, won't come to hear, won't come to bring him to improper thoughts, even if he touches the Aver. Therefore, says the Gemara, this forms the basis of Rav Zeira's uncertainty. I don't know whether or not he touched. Since it was a situation of Be'isa, situation of Pachad, there's no concern with touching the Aver. It won't bring him to hear, won't bring to arouse, or to Zera Levatola. Says the Gemara, Vahacha may be a susa. In our case of bathing in a river, what type of fear is there? It says, you know, be a susa the nahara, fear of the river. It's a dangerous place. It can drown in the river. So there's a fright, there's danger, there's pachat, there's fear. And therefore, in this case, the negia ba'amah, the negia ba'aver, doesn't bring to hearer, doesn't bring to chimum, to arousal, and there's no concern. It says, Zigmar, ain't it? Is that so? That he actually covered over the Aver? V'omar avava, omar afuna, omar av, kol ha-miniach yodav, k'neg panav shalmata, one who goes ahead and covers the Aver, kilu koifer b'brisa shal Avram Avinu, as though he's denying and rejecting the bris of Avram Avinu, the covenant of Avram Avinu, because he's hiding the bris, doesn't want to expose his bris. Looks like he's shamed, he's embarrassed with the fact that he has a bris. Rashi says, Niro Kushu Boish Bedover. It's like he's embarrassed of it. So it's not meant to cover his bris. So how can we say that perhaps that Ravo actually covered his bris? I'm not sure whether he touched it, but he covered the bris. One is not meant to do so. Says the Gemara Loikash, it's not difficult. It depends where. Ha ki nachis, ha ki salik. It depends if he's going down to the river or he's already on his way up. So if he's on his way down, when there is nobody there, he's not exposing himself to the public, in that case, certainly he's not meant to cover himself. Covering oneself in that situation would denote that he has shame, he has busha from the fact that he has a bris. Haki Noches, this is on the way down. But Haki Solik. But this halacha, this situation, this story of Ravo, he covered himself. This was Ki Solik on the way up from the river. When Rashi says, Panav Klapia Om, he was facing the Om, the public. In this case, it's allowed. Why, says Rashi, Mishum Tznius, on account of modesty. Says Marki Ha, the Rava Shachi, Rava would go bent down to even towards the river. Or Zera Zakir, Zera would go down, standing straight up, so that he shouldn't cover his bris at all. He shouldn't look, it shouldn't look as if he's being kaifer and denying, rejecting the bris. Now Rashash points out, why was Rava bending down? One is not meant to cover himself if it's on the way to the river. Says Rashash, because he figured that merely bending oneself over, crouching, is not considered to be actually showing that he's embarrassed and ashamed of his bris. He's not really actually covering your elbow properly. He's merely bending down. So Rava felt that wasn't a concern of appearing like he's being kaifer, even if it's on the way down to the river. Continues the Gemara, Rabbanan ve'Ravashi, ki konachse zachfi. When they were on the way down to the river, then they would go down erect, standing upright, without covering themselves. Ki kosalki, but on the way up, shachi, they would actually bend down to cover themselves on account of tznias of modesty. So in conclusion, regarding panav shomata the aver abris, negia is asur, except if it's b'makom pachad, then on account of the fright of the fear, the negia won't bring him to hearer, won't bring him proper thoughts, and to anything wrong. What about covering oneself, covering the aver abris? Generally, it's asur because it appears as though he's being kofer b'bris shalom ravinu. He's shamed and embarrassed on account of the bris that is on him. But if it is connected to the army, he's facing the public, in that case, it is mutar mishum tznius. Continues the Gemara. Reb Zera, have a kamishtamet. He was trying to avoid Reb Yehuda. He was getting away from Reb Yehuda. Why? Because the boy lemesak, because Reb Zera wanted to go up to ascend La'arad Yisrael. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he avoided Reb Yehuda. Dom Reb Yehuda, kol ha'olam mibav Eretz Yisrael, oyber be'aseh. Reb Yehuda maintains, Reb Yehuda said, that if one who goes up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, prior to the redemption, prior to the Geula, he actually transgresses an essay. Shenamar Bavela Yevo V'Shamayiyu. The pasuk says that Hashem told them, "You meant to be brought to Bavel and stay there until I come get you." So Reb Zera, who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, avoided Reb Yehuda, so that he doesn't decree on him forbid him from going to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, nevertheless, I want to go hear something from him before I go to Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Ezel, let me go, let me go hear something from him. Edvar Chachma, Ve'esi, I'll come back, Ve'esik, and then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Ozel, he went to Ashchei, he found him. The Koi Bibani, he was standing in the bathhouse. Ve'ko'omar le'lishame, he was ordering to his servant as follows. Havi'uli Nessa, bring for me this type of soap. Havi'uli Masrik, a comb. So this he said in Lashon Kodesh, but then he proceeded in Aramaic. Pischu pumaychu vaafiku hevla. Open your mouths and breathe in the steam of the bathhouse. Pischu pumay, open your mouth, vaafiku hevla. And by inhaling the steam, this will help the body eject its own steam, its own sweat, discharge its steam and sweat. So this is something which is apparently what is one is meant to do in the bathhouse. These are instructions not for just himself. He was giving an order, he was giving advice to everybody there. Ve'ashtu mimay de'vibani, and drink from the water of the Beis HaMerechatz. The Gemara soon will explain the reason for all this. So this was the instructions that Rav Yehuda issued. So Rav Zera was listening to all this and he said, he exclaimed, Amar, he said, Il Mali, if not for the fact, Lo Basi, Elish Moida Rezeh Daye, if not for the fact that I only came to hear this, it's enough, it's sufficient. On account of the lessons I gleaned from these instructions. So the Chiddush Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz says, why did he change the language? Why did he begin with Lashon Kodesh and then proceeded with Aramaic? So he says that the first part of Yilu Nasevilu Masrik was for himself. But then when he went ahead and he advised, he wanted to impart this good advice, So he wanted everybody to understand, so he switched over to Aramaic so that everybody could understand. Pischol, Bimayichu, etc. Okay, now they're going to analyze this this discussion, these orders from Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam, it's understandable, Rabbi Yehuda Nesser, Rabbi Yehuda Masrik, we understand why this was so significant to Rabbi Zeira. What lessons did he glean from this? Kamashma, he learned from this. Dvaram shalchol, mutar la'omer b'lashon kodesh. That non-sacred content, secular content, can be said even using the holy tongue, Lashon Kodesh. It can even be said, expressed in Lashon HaKodesh, even in the Beis HaMerchetz, as we discussed in Daf Mem, that in the Beis HaMerchetz, Beis HaKisei, one is allowed to speak in Lashon Kodesh. It's the content that determines. If the content is Torah and Tefillah, it can't be expressed in these places, even if it's Lashon Chayil, if it's secular language, if it's English. But if the content is not Kodesh, if it's merely bring for me a soap or a comb, that can even be said in Lashon Kodesh. So this was a lesson which Rav Zera learned from Yehuda. So he was very pleased to hear this. Okay, so this is the first part. What about the rest of the instructions? What was so significant regarding those things? So Gemara proceeds, Pischo Pimaich, when he said, open your mouths, Apiku Hevla, to inhale the steam, and this will allow you to exhale, to discharge your steam, your hevel shel zeya, Rashi says, your sweat and body heat. So this too, says Zigmar, is very beneficial. Nami, this is also very good, because Shmuel, as Shmuel told us, Damar Shmuel, havla mapik havla. So the hevel, the steam from the Beis HaMerchetz, which is inhaled, ingested, it influences, it gets the body to discharge its own hevel, so you exchange a good hevel for a bad hevel. And it's beneficial, it's healthy. Ella ishtumaya, the beibanu, bani, when he said, go drink the water of the Beis HaMerchetz, my mal yusta, what was so good about that? Says more indeed, that also is beneficial to one's health. The Sani, as we learned, ochav leishasa, one who eats without drinking, achilose dam, it's not a good practice, it's considered that his food is considered to be blood. Apparently, it's not too beneficial to him. It doesn't get digested properly, etc. Vizeo tchilas choyle miayim. This initiates the ailments of the intestines. Ochav lehelach dalat amos. If he eats without walking for amos, Rashi says it's referring to specifically before he goes to sleep. So you have to walk at least 4 amos after eating before sleeping. If he doesn't do so, achilos markeves. So the food doesn't, it rots, it doesn't really get digested properly. V'zeo t'chilas re'ach ra, this initiates, this causes bad breath. Ha'nitzuch l'nekavav v'achal, one who resists relieving oneself prior to eating. Doim l'tanor, it's equivalent to a oven. Shisiku al gabi efra, which was heated on top of its old ashes. He hadn't cleared it properly before initiating the new fire, bringing the new wood and the new fire. Person meant to clear a system prior to sitting down to a meal. V'zeo tchilas reach zuma. This brings about a bad odor from his body. Rashi says his body is mezuam b'zeo tamid. He has sweat and this is, it brings about a bad smell. Rocha atzpa chamin. So if one washes himself in hot water, bathes in hot water, v'lo shosamen, but doesn't drink from that hot water, says the Gemara doime letanur. It's analogous to a oven. She's sikum b'chutz, which was heated from the outside. V'lo yisikum b'fnim, but wasn't heated from the inside, so it's useless. There's no point. Here too, one bathes and uses hot water to bathe himself. It's not sufficient that he bathes himself from the exterior. He's meant to bring the hot water into his interior as well, so that the chamin, the hot water, permeates and goes through, not just affects the exterior, but comes through the body into the interior of the body as well. Now the Yavetz points out that how can one drink in the bathhouse when they're undressed? Can't make a bracha. So he suggests that since the purpose of drinking is merely for the it's part of the bathing process. It's not meant for hana. So he says there's no bracha required. Interesting. Okay, the Braisa continues. Rachatz b'chamin, so if one bathes with hot water, but afterwards he doesn't rinse himself off with cold water. Doime, it's equivalent to a barzel, to an iron, shechnesu l'ur, was placed inside the fire, chnesu l'ur, v'loy chnesu l'tzoinem, but after was not put into cold water. That's the process. First you soften it up with the fire, then you harden it, you galvanize it by putting it into cold water. So the tzoinem, the rinsing with cold water, it completes the bathing process, it strengthens the person, it's beneficial to one's health. Finally, says the Brisa, rochatz v'leisach, if he bathes but doesn't anoint himself with oil, doyma l'mayim al gechavis, it's equivalent to pouring water on top of the outside of a chavis, of a barrel, and it doesn't actually penetrate the chavis, it doesn't go to the inside of the chavis. Rashi says, einan nechnasim l'soicha, here too the bathing process doesn't permeate the person, doesn't penetrate the person unless he also anoints himself with oil. Apparently, first comes ruchitza and then comes sicha to help absorb the effect of the bathing process. So indeed, this brisa tells us that one, when he bathes, it's not sufficient to bathe the exterior of the person. One means to also drink some of the chamin, to ingest the bring in the effect of the hot water into the person as well. Indeed, this corroborates what Rabbi Yehuda told them to make sure to drink some of the hot water as well. Okay, continues the Gemara. Mulyar Hagorif, Shoisin Heimenu B'Shabbos. When we drink the hot water that's contained in this Mulyar on Shabbos. Now what exactly is this Mulyar Hagorif? It's a sort of a kettle which had a compartment for hot water. And around that, surrounding this compartment, they placed the coals. So it had another compartment for the coals. Now this Mulyar, which was Gorif, meaning the coals were cleared away before Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us, when we drink from the hot water contained in this compartment on Shabbos. Now, what could be wrong with doing that? Explains Rashi, even though the water is heated a bit as a result of the surface, of the walls of the mulyar, which were heated from the coals, nevertheless, as Rashi, this is not considered to be a davar hamoisiv hevel. We know that one may not do hatmana, he may not insulate food using material which is moisiv hevel, which imparts heat, which emits heat, which generates heat. Says Rashi, this doesn't fall into that category. Why? Because the walls of this mulyar are not being moist of hevel, but merely they are meshamer u'mikayim chayim shalem shlo yitztananu. They're merely maintaining the heat level that the water shouldn't cool off. Therefore, one may use this on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. What about antiki? That's a different type of contraption which has a much higher degree of heat, a more intense heat. Says the Mishnah, Afal b'shagrufa, in that case, even though the coals were cleared away, ein shoisim imeno, one cannot drink from that on Shabbos. That is considered to be a davar hamoisif hevel, which emits and generates heat, and atmana, that is awesome. Continues the Gemara, hechi dami mulyar garf, what exactly, how is this mulyar designed? Says the Gemara, tani willin to the brightsa, mayim b'fnim, we have the water on the inside, v'gecholim b'chutz, and surrounding that are the coals. What is the antiki? We have a machlekes, rabba man beikiri. It's this double stove. It's this stove that has two compartments. So they put one in one compartment. They fill it with coals. The other compartment with water. Explains Rashi. Since this stove is being heated throughout the whole week, so the walls of the stove are very hot. The heat is very intense, and therefore even if you clear those coals, there are no coals present any longer. It is garof. Nevertheless, the walls of this kira are considered to be moist, heavily emitting heat, and therefore one might use the water contained in the compartment which was adjacent to the compartment of the coals. Rachmi Yitzchakamar, it's actually referring to a different type of thing. Beit Dudi, it's referring to a double-tiered pot. So we have a pot and a double bottom. In the second bottom, in the lower level, they would place those coals. Here too, the coals generate such intense heat into the impart so much heat into this double vat, double pot, and the walls of this pot have such a high degree of heat that the heat that they impart is considered to be moisiv hevel, and one may not use this on Shabbos. Says in Ramayim Omar Beidudi, the opinion that translates of Nachum Yitzchak who defines the antiki as being the Beidudi, the pot with the double bottom. Koshkei Mekir, certainly he would apply the same concept to the double stove, to the stove that has these compartments that are adjacent to each other, which maintains a very high level of heat. So if the Beit Dudi is Aser, and it's considered to be a Davar Moisef Hevel, certainly the Beit Kiri is. Uma'andom Beit Kiri, however, the Shita, Rabu says, that Antiki is referring to the Beit Kiri, this double stove. Avo Beit Dudi Loi, however, regarding a Beit Dudi, the double pot, that heat there is not so intense, and this halacha would not apply there. It only applies to the stove. Continues the Gemara, Tanika Vaseder, Rav Nachman, we have a Bryson support, which corroborates Rav Nachman's definition of Antiki. Says the Bryson, Antiki, Avo Bisha Grufa Ktuma, even though it is shoveled, the coals are shoveled or covered over, Ktuma covered over, ain't shayson in men, a woman not use it, a woman not drink from this Antiki. Why? The Bryson gives us a reason, Pnei, Shenachoshta Mechama Masa. Because the bottom, the Nechoshta is referring to its bottom, it heats it up, it continues generating heat. So apparently we're speaking about a pot, a vat, which has a double bottom. That is the definition, a true meaning of the word antiki. So in summary, if we have a utensil with the coals shoveled away, garf migacholim, so it depends if it's a mulyar, which is this kettle which has the mayim mibifnim, and the gecholim surrounding it from the outside, if the coals were cleared, according to all shittas, he may use this on Shabbos. It's not a davar ma'asif hevel. It's only maintaining the heat of the water. If it's an antiki, the Mishnah says that cannot be used. What is the definition? We have a machlekes according to Rav, it's referring to a Beit Kiri. This is a type of stove which has two compartments adjacent to each other. One has the coals, one has the water. So that is called a ma'asif hevel and cannot be used on Shabbos. According to Rav, the Beit Dudi may be used on Shabbos, the pot with the double bottom, that's okay, according to Nachman Yitzchak. The antiki is referring to Beit Dudi, the pot with the double bottom, a two-tiered pot. That is considered to be a Maisif Hevel, on account of the intense heat found in the walls of the pot, as a result of the coals that were present underneath. According to Nachman Yitzchak, certainly a Beit Kiri falls into the same category and one may not be used on Shabbos even after the coals are cleared. Now Rashi learns that the context of this Mishnah is the halacha of Hatmana. And Hatmana, wrapping, insulating a food item with material that is Moisef Hevel, is also on Shabbos. Taisus asks on Rashi, where is the Hatmana? Where is the wrapping? Where is the insulating? He's merely using the water which is present in its own independent compartment. There's no wrapping taking place. So Taisus concludes in the name of Yerushalmi, which learns the Mishnah differently. Yerushalmi learns that we're speaking about the halacha of Bishul here, that the water contained in the Mulyar Hagorif, this type of kettle which has a lower level of heat, the water in there can be poured, can be used to dilute wine, can be poured onto wine, and is not considered to be Bishul because the heat level is not so intense. However, the Antiki, on account of its high level of heat, one may not pour from that Antiki onto wine because that is considered to be Bishul. The Ran has a similar approach. The Ran says that the mulyar does not have a din of a klirisha, the water contained in the compartment. It does not have a din of it's not present in a klirisha. And klirisha is the initial kli where the water is cooked like a pot on a stove on a flame, which has a din of bishul. One may not put something into a klirisha. The klirisha has the power to cook, as we learned in Nafmem. Says the Ran, the mulyar doesn't have that status since the compartment is not situated directly on top of the coals, so it doesn't achieve such a high degree, such an intense level of heat. The coals are merely surrounding the compartment. Therefore, says the Ran, one may pour something into this compartment. It's not considered to be a klirishin. However, the antiki that achieves a very high level of heat on account of its intense heat is considered to be a klirishin, and one may not pour anything into that klirishin for concern of the malach of Bishul. Continues the next Mishnah, HaMecham Shepino, we have a kettle which was cleared. The Gemara will explain exactly what these words mean. So the Mecham was cleared, the kettle was cleared. Lo yitin l'sechet soinen, he may not place cold water into this, Bishul sheyichamu, so that it heats up. Avahu noisnu l'secha, but he may place in it, or l'secha kais, or into a cup, k'deish l'afshiran, merely to warm it up. Says the Mecham, what's going on here? First of all, what is Hamecham Shepino? He cleared it. What do you mean he cleared it? Also, the Mishnah tells us first, Lo Yitin, he shouldn't put. Then the Mishnah says, Avol Noisin, he does put. So, how do you explain the Mishnah? Maikom, Omar Ravad Bamas. Hochikomar, this is how I'm meant to interpret the Mishnah. Hamecham Shepino Mimenu, Maim Chamim. a hot water kettle where the water was clear, he was emptied of its water. So the kettle is still hot. He cannot pour into it a small measure of water, which will result in the water heating up, cooking up. It's a melacha bishul. But he can pour a whole bunch of water, a large measure of water, which will result in the water only warming up a bit. Since he's pouring a large amount of water into this hot kettle, it won't have the ability to cook it up, to heat it up. This large amount of water will merely warm up, lav shiran, which is not considered to be bishul. Says Gemara, okay, according to Rav Ava, we're speaking about a chmecham, which was clear of water. It's an empty kettle, and it's hot. Therefore, a bit of water cannot be poured in there because it's heating up the water. It's bishul, but a lot of water doesn't get heated up, and the cold water merely warms up, and that's not bishul. Says Gemara, what about the malacha of mitzaref? What about the malacha? He's hardening it. He's galvanizing the metal mecham, the iron mecham. Because when the iron heats up with fire, it softens. And then when he pours cold water into it, he's hardening it. That's a malacha. What is a malacha? The malacha of makabe patish, the last blow. This is a reference to putting on the finishing touches onto an otherwise completed vessel. Makabe patish. So pouring this cold water into this piping hot kettle, this empty kettle, which was softened by the experience of being placed on the fire. So I pouring that hot water, he's being mitzarf, he's galvanizing, he's hardening, that's a malacha. Says, well, that's not a problem. Rav Shimon, Rav Adab Ava is following the sheet of Rav Shimon, who tells us, the Omar Dover Shem Iskav Mutter. One does an act of Maisa, which results in a secondary act of a malacha being performed. But this wasn't his initial intention. His kavana was merely to do the primary act, which was not a malacha. According to Rav Shimon, it's okay. It's a davar shei miskaven. He has no intention for the incidental act. It's not considered to be part of his initial kavana, part of his initial maisa. It's a davar shei miskaven. Here too, he has no kavan, his own tension to be mitzarf, to galvanize, to harden this kettle. He really wants to pour the warm water, the cold water into the kettle to warm it up. And therefore, it is mutter. Now, Tosis points out that even though according to Rav Shimon, if the resulting malacha is inevitable, it's asr. For instance, the Gemara uses a lashon of psik reish of l'yomus. Can you chop off the head of a chicken and expect it not to die? It's inevitable. So if one performs a maisa, it does an act which carries with it an inevitable secondary act, which is a malacha, even according to Shimon, that's also, it's called a psikresha, says Tosis. Evidently, our case is not a psikresha, it's not inevitable. Explain to Mefarshim why. Because it's not muchach, it's not inevitable that a tziruf will take place. Perhaps the kettle was already sufficiently hardened beforehand. Perhaps the fire didn't really soften it. Therefore, it's not inevitable. It's not clear-cut. It's not obvious that this tziruf will take place. And therefore, it has the halacha davar she'ein miskaven, something which he has no intention to do, and it's mutter. So again, according to Rav's approach in the Mishnah, mecham shepino means the mecham, the kettle which was cleared of its water. When we pour into it cold water, but only a lot at a time, which will result in merely warming the water, but not a bit, which will result in heating up the water. Regarding tziruf, there's no concern because he has no intention to harden it. Maskef le'abaye. Abaye challenges. Midi mecham shepino mimenu ma'im k'tani? Does the Mishnah say a mecham, a kettle, shepino mimenu ma'im, that he cleared the water out of it? Is that what it says in the Mishnah? Mecham shepino k'tani. The Mishnah says a mecham shepino who, that it was cleared, meaning it was cleared. It itself was removed, was cleared from the fire. El Rabaye, rather, this is how we're going to interpret the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Hamecham shepino, a kettle which was removed off the fire. V'yesh bo yimayim chamin, and contains some hot water within it. It's not an empty kettle, it's full of water. Lo yitin l'soy chamayim mu'atim, you cannot pour into it a bit of cold water, because this will result in the cold water heating up. Yishvo sheyichayimu. And it's a malacha. Ava, but rather, noisin l'soy chamayim merubim. He can pour a large measure of water, of cold water, into it at once, which will result in the mixture, in a mixture which is really warm, meaning there won't be a chimim, there won't be a bishul taking place. Umecha mishapinu meimenumai. But certainly a kettle where the water was cleared, it's an empty kettle. In that case, lo yiten lesoichem mayim kol ikar. There's no way he can pour water into it, cold water. Because indeed, he's hardening it. It's a malacha. Even though he has no intention for this malacha, it's a dover shem iskaven. We're following sheets of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar dover shem iskaven, also. So Abaye interprets the Mishnah in accordance with sheets of Rabbi Yehuda, that only if the mecham has some water in it, in that case he can pour a large amount of water into it, which will result in the mixture merely warming up. But a bit of water you can't, because then the water will cook up. However, if the mecham is totally clear of water, it's empty, in that case, don't pour any cold water into it, because this will result in a malacha. He'll be mitzar if he's hardening, galvanizing the metal. And it's also, even though he has no intention of doing that, malacha, in accordance with Shitas of Yehuda, that it's also. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav. Again, how are we going to interpret our Mishnah? It says, Rav lo yishono, this heter of a mecham shepino, he's allowed to pour cold water into it. That is only said, Ella lahafshir. If he's pouring water into it to warm it up, aval tzarif. But if the kettle is cleared of its water, and by pouring the water into it, the cold water will harden it, that's awesome. Ushmul amar, Shmuel disagrees. He says, afilu tzarif nami mutar. Even if he's going ahead and hardening the kettle, galvanizing the kettle, that's also mutar. Says Gemara, letzarif hatchil mishari. It appears from Shmuel's words, he's insinuating that he can go ahead and intentionally harden this kettle, galvanize it. Is that allowed? The chatchila mishari? Ella, rather, we're meant to learn the machlekes a little differently. Ella itmar hach itmar. If we learn the machlekes in Rav Shmuel, we're meant to learn it in this way. Omar Rav leishanu. This heter, this allowance is only ella shir lahavshir. So according to Rav, we're speaking about the kettle which was cleared of its water. Just the way Rav Adar bar Ava learned the Mishnah, pino means pino mi menu. He cleared out the water from it. It's an empty kettle, so you can pour some water into it, but only shir lahafshir, meaning he can pour a large measure of water into it, which will result in the water merely warming up, but he can't fill it up. Aval shir letzaref aser. But if he's filling it up to the brim, in that case, the filling process will harden the kettle. Because once he fills it up to the brim, explains it to Yeshua, the brim area is the part that gets softened as a result of the exposure to the fire, because the part, the lower part which contains the water, the water doesn't allow it to reach that the high level of intensity of heat which softens the kettle. So it's regarding the upper portion near the rim where the concern of tziruf is prevalent. Therefore, Rav says he can't fill up the entire kettle up to the rim with cold water, because that will result in the litziruf taking place. Ushmuel amar, no, there's no concern there as well. Afil ushir litzaref, even if he fills up a large measure of water up until the rim, which will result in tziruf, it's also mutter, because he has no intention, he has no kavana. Why? Because Shmuel is following the sheet of Reb Shimon, who holds davar shenim skaven is mutter. He has no intention for this, and therefore it's mutter. Rav, however, is following the sheet of Yehuda, who holds davar shenim skaven is aser. Even though he has no intention of doing tziruf, of hardening the kli, it's aser, because nevertheless tziruf results from his maisa, and it is aser. So let's make a summary of the various interpretations of our Mishnah. We have Rav Adar bar Ava, we have Abaye, we have Rav, and we have Shmuel. Let's start with Rav Adar bar Ava. The Mishnah tells us, Mecham Shepino, said Rav Ada, it's referring to the Mecham, which was clear of water. It's an empty Mecham. The Mishnah tells us, he may not place a little bit of water, which will result in the water heating up from the walls of the Mecham, which are hot, but he can place a large measure of water into there, which will merely result in warming up, Lahafshir. Even though it can result in tziruf and hardening the kettle. This is according to the Shita of Shimon, who holds Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter, since he has no intention to harden it, it's Mutter. Abaye says, no, Mecham Shepino means that the actual Mecham, the kettle, was cleared from the fire. Pina Me'ala Or. And it contains, it still has the hot water in it. It's not an empty kettle, it contains hot water. The Mishnah tells us, he can pour a lot of water, a lot of cold water into this kettle, with the resulting mixture merely warming up, lahavshir. But if the kettle is empty, he can't pour cold water into it, because one is not allowed to do tziruf. Abaye is found in the Shita of Yehuda, who holds Dover Shein Miskavan Azasa. Rav says, Mecham Shepino is meant to be interpreted like a Rada Ba'ava, the kettle which was cleared of its water, it's empty, says the Mishnah. He can pour a large measure of water which will result in it merely warming up, but he can't actually fill it up completely, which this will result in tziruf, and hardening the kettle. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Dover Shein Miskavan is Osir, Shmuel says, no, Dover Shein Miskavan is Mutter like Rav Shimon, therefore, the kettle which was cleared of water, he can fill it up with water, which will warm up the water, and also, even if it results in tziruf, it's Mutter, because it's a Dover Shein Miskavan and it's Mutter. Okay, let's take a quick chazara of today's daf. We began with a relating of an incident where Rav Zera saw, observed a boat going to the river, covering himself up, wasn't sure whether he was Noga or Leinoga. Gemara told us one generally is not allowed to touch the Aver, but in a time of Pachad, like going to the river, which involves a fear of the river, of drowning, it's a Makam Sakona. So in that case, it's Mutter, and the conclusion of the Gemara was, regarding Palam Shalmata, regarding the Aver, Negiah is Aser, but in Makam Pachad is Mutter, regarding merely covering up oneself, that's also Aser. It appears as though he's being Kaifer, denying, rejecting the Bris of Avraham Avinu. He's embarrassed, he's shamed on account of the Bris that he's carrying on himself. However, if he's Negad the Am, if he's facing the public, in that case it's Mutter, because it is Tznius, on account of modesty. The Gemara gave us told us a whole story with Rav Yehuda in the bathhouse, where he spoke Lashon Kodesh, where he imparted advice. He gave a good health advice regarding the various customs, various things that are meant to be done in the Beis HaMerchatz, things that are that carry a health benefit. The Mishnah continued regarding the Mulyar Hagorov, and the conclusion was that there are two categories here. There's the Mulyar and there's the Antiki. The Mulyar is the kettle which has the water contained in a compartment and surrounded by coals. And in that case, if he cleared those coals, he was gorf those coals, one may use this Mulyar on Shabbos. And there's no concern, according to Rashi, there's no concern of Moisef Hevel. According to Tosis, there's no concern of Bishul. According to the Ran, there's no concern of a Bishul. It's not considered to be a Kli Rishon. However, this Antiki, which has a higher level of heat, that is Usur. We have two interpretations. Rava says, the Antiki is the Bekiri, the two compartments which are adjacent to each other in the stove. One has the coals, one has the hot water. In that case, the level of heat is very intense, and one may not use it on Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak interprets Antiki as being a Beit Dudi, a pot with a double bottom which contains the coals underneath. In that case, again, the level of heat that is imparted, that is embedded in the walls of this pot is very intense, and one may not use the water from within this pot on Shabbos. According to Rashi, it's considered to be Maisif Hevel. According to Tosfos, it's Mevashel. According to the Ran, it's considered to be Kli Rishon. And the more concluded that according to Rabba, who interprets Antiki as being the Bekiri, that's only regarding the Bekiri, which has a high level of heat, but the Beidudi, that's not a concern. That degree of heat is not so intense, according to Rachma Yitzchak. If Beidudi falls into this category, certainly Bekiri, which has even higher level of heat. The Gemara proceeded with telling us the halacha of the Mecham Shepino. We have four approaches. The Mishnah tells us that Mecham Shepino should not put a little bit of cold water into it, but it can place a lot in order to merely warm it up. We have four approaches. Rav Adar Bar-Ava says, we're speaking about a Mecham, which was cleared of its hot water. It's an empty Mecham. He can place a lot of cold water into it, which will merely result in warming up of that water, even though it results in galvanizing this Mecham. It's a Dover Shein Miskavan. Abaye says, no, Dover Shein Miskavan is Asur. So we're speaking about a Mecham which has hot water, which was cleared from the fire, but it has hot water. And he can place a lot of cold water in it to warm up. But if the kettle is clear, is empty, you cannot place cold water into it, because this will result in tziruf and galvanizing it. Rav defines, interprets the words mecham shepino like the first approach, like Rav Adar Bar-Ava was speaking about a mecham which was cleared from its water. It's an empty mecham. He can pour a lot of cold water into it to warm it up, and he cannot fill up completely. This will result in tziruf. Shmuel says he can even fill up completely, even though it might result in tziruf, because Shmuel is following the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds Dover she'ein miskaven is mutar, since he has no intention of bringing about the siruf. The maisa here is merely filling up the kettle. His intention is to warm up the water, and therefore the galvanizing process, the siruf, is a dover she'ein miskaven, and it's mutar.